This is an executive summary of real estate tax forms, explained Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The strategies are the interesting part. The forms are where they become real. Every deferral you read about in the tax center eventually shows up as a piece of paper your custodian or sponsor mails you in February, and that paper decides which line of your return the money lands on. Knowing in advance what each investment reports, and where it goes, prevents the April surprise of a missing document or an unexpected slug of income. This guide maps the federal forms first, then ties each common real estate vehicle to the document it actually produces, including the way a Delaware statutory trust reports that catches most first-time investors off guard. Most filing confusion is really a sorting problem. Investors know roughly what a 1031 or an opportunity zone fund does, but they do not know which form carries it onto the return. So start with the sorting. The table below is the spine of this whole guide. Find your structure in the left column, and the form that belongs to it is right there. The sections that follow explain each one, but if you read nothing else, read this. Illustrative mapping of common real estate structures to their primary IRS forms. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.